Representative Brad Knott, Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup Revelation on 1M Chinese Boats Demands Answers. By Amy Furr on January 18, 2026. Representative Brad Knott, RNC, raised important questions Saturday about the Chinese infiltrating the United States to vote in elections. Knott highlighted an article from Breitbart News's Bradley J about the Manchurian generation of over 1 million Chinese with U.S. citizenship who could vote in the near future. In his social media post, Knott told readers he would appreciate their responses to his questions. 1. Why would China not exploit open borders? And 2. Sloppy application of birthright citizenship, in order to 3. control millions of American citizens who remain loyal to China? He wrote. The Breitbart News article highlights the revelations number one New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer presents in his new book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. The article said over 1 million Chinese with U.S. citizenship who were raised in communist China are on their way to voting in American elections. The news comes after the outlet reported in 2020 that America's legal immigration system heavily favored the communist nation and China had also monopolized the EB-5 visa program that primarily delivers green cards to wealthy Chinese investors and their families so long as they promise to invest in a handful of American jobs. When it comes to voting, Schweitzer explains in his new book, Tihei are often the children of elites who have prospered in the communist Chinese system. They have been suitably indoctrinated in CCP-controlled schools and taught about U.S. values, culture, or history, from a distorted CCP perspective. Technically, as American citizens, they are eligible to vote in U.S. elections and can relocate to the United States at any time. When they turn 21, they can sponsor their parents to come here, too, as permanent residents. Based on what little data we have about Chinese to U.S. birth tourism, this tidal wave could hit American society beginning in 2030, when the first baby wave reaches 18 years old. In 2024 under now former President Joe Biden, the number of Chinese crossing the border increased by over 37,000% in a period of a few years, according to Breitbart News. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon will be released by HarperCollins on January 20 and is available for pre-order here.